Love it when a plan comes together.
I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Smiling Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care.
We've had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every lying member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late-night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joyanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
The truth.
But you can find it right here on The Shooting Bench. Coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that ball.
You need the shooting bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, the shooting bench. All righty, here we are. Welcome to the shooting bench. 15th of August. We got just a hair under 4 weeks, and we'll be in Colorado Springs doing a class. So we'll probably do a Liberty Lounge from Colorado Springs when that happens. Let me turn this down a little bit, and that ought to be a little better. All right, let me go check the chat room here. See who all's in there. Make sure we got sound. All right. I don't see a confirmation yet. Chat room's a little slim tonight. I wonder what's going on. Get rid of this toothpick where I can talk. There we go. All right. Maybe we don't have sound. Maybe I'm talking to myself. That looks good, and that's turned on, and that's bouncing, and that's green, and that's moving. And that's red, so I shouldn't be talking to myself. Let's see here. There we go, Yakima Glock. Thank you. All right, we're in like Flint. A lot of stuff going on if you've been watching the news at all here lately. Got a few things we're going to talk about a little bit. See, Copper's with us. Just got in there and... Doc and Maddie and Minnie and Mother Earth. Oh, that's cool. Looks like she just signed in there a few minutes ago. Bee Lady, I haven't seen you in here for a while. Glad you can make it. And Yakima Glock, Tebow. All right, good deal. Doc, we're just starting to, Doc says it's just 15th of August and another month of scorching temperatures down there. It's starting to cool off a little bit here. Matter of fact, it's getting dark a little bit earlier. And we're glad to see a little bit of a break here from that. When all the monsoon rains was the buffer, I guess, the turnaround for the weather. And we've been getting rain pretty regular here lately. And the internet's holding up good, so everything ought to be good tonight. So where do we start? Let's see. I guess you've heard of Shopify, right? Shopify is another online shopping place. Well, they've kind of quietly put in some restrictions on guns and gun parts and parts, gun and part makers that they hadn't previously had. So they just changed their policies here Monday, day before yesterday, and they banned the sale of certain guns and gun parts. Why is somebody talking on my radio show? My radio show, you hush. Thank you. USA Today is hard to shut up there once in a while. So they're... acceptable user policy, I guess, underwent some pretty good changes here. And on the updated list, some automatic firearms accept detachable magazines and offer a capacity greater than 10 rounds, no longer considered acceptable. Let's see, unfinished lowers, pistol grips, forward grips, threaded barrels, suppressors, thumbhole stocks, and magazines over 10 rounds have been... You know, this whole thing just drives me crazy.
thumb hole stocks. Thumb hole stock. What are you going to do with a thumb hole stock? You buy a thumb hole stock on Amazon, what are you going to do with it? Does putting a thumb hole stock on a single shot rifle all of a sudden make it an assault single shot rifle? What is with the thumb hole stock? And okay, I understand their reasoning. I don't understand why. I understand their reasoning for threaded barrels. I do not understand forward grips. I do not understand pistol grips. I do not understand unfinished lowers, which are completely unregulated. Not a gun. You have to have. You can't just bolt a couple of things to it and turn it into an anti-aircraft weapon. You have to actually do some work to it. And the majority of people out there are not qualified and have the skill and the knowledge to do the work to it that needs to be done. So I don't get the unfinished lowers thing. And magazines over 10 rounds, okay, I understand their reasoning. I do not agree with it, but I kind of see how they're thinking. But I don't see with this thumb hole stock deal, I don't see what they're expecting to accomplish out of that. Anyway, the members of Shopify were notified Monday night, late Monday night and into Tuesday morning with all these retailers taking to the web, to YouTube, YouTube and Facebook and whatnot and protesting all this stuff. So, speaking of something I haven't mentioned for a while is Gab. Gab.ai. Gab.ai. Gab. Check it out. If you're not a Facebooker and you want to have a little bit of online social life, go to Gab. Better privacy, better everything. Except the platform itself is still, you know, it's not. Facebook has had a lot of practice, a lot of time getting their stuff together, and Gab is not as easy to use, not nearly as user friendly yet, but they're working on it. And I have neglected to, because of that, I have neglected to be in there as much as I should have. I've been posting a little bit over there lately. And I'm going to try to get back in the swing of it there. Eventually, I'd like to leave Facebook, but I don't right now because there's a large base of people there that are looking for news and looking for classes and looking for survival tabs and looking for, you know, stuff. And I find it helps to be on Facebook for me. So, Yakima Glock, I don't know why, I don't know what's going on there, why you can't start an account. You can actually download the app on your phone and do it that way. I've got it on my laptop and on my phone and on my tablet. And I haven't had any problem with that so far. Now, the Tinker MeWe is not all so good. We want to make everyone clear that MeWe is Facebook Lite. They still ban people. They still close accounts if you offend somebody, hurt somebody's feelings. Gab does no such thing. Gab is complete freedom of speech and champion of personal liberty. Unless it's illegal. If it's something that's illegal, obviously they're not going to risk their whole platform by letting you do illegal stuff. But that's the only thing on Gab. You can say anything about anybody. If you want to get a bunch of black folks riled up by calling them the N-word, well, knock yourself out. But if you don't like what you see, what you hear, then don't look at it and don't listen to it. It is completely freedom of speech friendly, or whatever you want to call it there. So see. As a matter of fact, I can bring something up here for you real quick. Let me hit that button right there. And let me hit this button right. Where's that other button at? Button, who's got the button? I wish these people would quit talking on my radio show because they want to pay me some money. Okay, here it is right here. MeWe. We want MeWe to be convenient, safe, and fun. Safe and fun. How can you be unsafe on a website? I've clicked on this and now I'm in danger for some reason. Convenient, safe, and fun for you and your communities. Now, you may not send unsolicited, unauthorized advertising. You can do that on Gab. You tick somebody off, they'll block you. Let's see. Stalk, harass, bully, or intimidate. Okay, I get most of that. Post unlawful, harmful, obscene, or pornographic content. There's nothing on Gab that prevents you from doing that, any of that, except unless it's unlawful. Post content that is hateful. Oh, don't be hateful. Contains graphic or gratuitous violence. Okay. MeWe, you can't do any of that. Gab has no such restrictions. All right, let's move on here. Let's see. I've seen that the Tinker, this alternative to YouTube. I think I want to check that out. Unfortunately, so far I haven't lost any of my videos. And I'm surprised because I've got 2 bump fire videos on there. I'm kind of surprised they're still there, but it doesn't matter. I've got backups for them, so I'm going to leave them there. But anyway, speaking of videos, I was going through some stuff, and I don't even know how I stumbled on it, but I've got a little video here that I played that I made with Jason back in 2014, and I had forgotten all about it until yesterday. I think it was last night. And the reason we did this, it was right after not too long after the SAFE Act came out. When the SAFE Act was at, like a year's, I don't even remember exactly when it was. But anyway, you remember one of the provisions of the SAFE Act in New York was no more than seven round magazines. And there were no exemptions for law enforcement. So all these cops that had Beretta 92s and Glocks and everything else, they they were not exempt from the law, which I thought was kind of funny. They were in so big a hurry to get this passed that they forgot to leave the opening for their cop sermon. Anyway, so I said, well, these people keep reducing the capacity of magazines, thinking that this is somehow going to cut down on casualties. And even if you get down to a one-round magazine, how long does it take in these shootings? How long is it typically taken for somebody to respond? You know, anywhere from several minutes to, you know, what was it in Columbine, 3 hours? I mean, the cops were there, but they didn't go in. Anyway, it has taken quite a bit of time. So in that length of time, even with reduced capacity magazines, how many people could you injure or kill with reduced capacity magazines? So Jason was filming, and I took a Glock. I don't remember what it was. I think it was my... I don't even remember. I'd have to watch the video again. But anyway, I had 5 7-round magazines, 35 rounds. And so we just kind of want to see. Of course, in real life, it's going to be different when you have you know, multiple targets and everybody's moving and screaming and carrying on, you know, that's going to affect accuracy a little bit. In some regards, if you look at the number of people in a classroom or in a church or a mall or something like that, even if you don't hit your intended target, the chances are exceedingly good that you're going to hit a target that you didn't mean to. When you've got 80 people piled up against one or two doors trying to get out of there, all you got to do is just shoot in amongst them. And somebody's going to get hit, maybe even more than one somebody. So if you take that into consideration, maybe it wasn't that unreasonable what I did. So I shot at a single target at 7 yards, and it was timed, 5 7-round magazines, and I shot at what I would call a moderate pace. I wasn't trying to impress anybody with my speed. I was just showing what the average guy that was just familiar with his firearm might be able to do in under those circumstances. So I shot 35 rounds in 21.7 seconds. All of them, there might have been two that were off target. But anyway, they were all fairly well centered up on my target. So theoretically, you could say that I could have, you know, next time, I think I'm going to do this two more times. I'm going to, hey, Dan did make it. Glad you made it. Okay. Someone tell Nan that she cannot listen and participate in the chat if you just go to thesurvivalcircle.com. She's going to have to download TuneIn or something so she can listen to that and chat on the phone. That can be done. Anyway, I want to do it two more times. I want to do it with a semi-automatic again with 7-round magazines. And I might even use 5-round magazines just for the hell of it. And I want to have multiple targets out there. I'm going to set up like 5 targets simulating a crowd. They're kind of crowded together. And 5 or 6 targets. And do the same thing again. And then I want to do it with a revolver. I want to do it with a 5-shot 38. And see, okay, so let's just, you know, the magazine band's not getting the desired effect. Why don't we just get rid of semi-automatics completely? Wouldn't that be better? So what could I do with a 5-shot 38? Now, we can do away with the notion that they, as much as they like to, they're not going to get rid of guns completely. They may try, but you and I will never see it in our lifetime. It may come at some later point, depending on what kind of guts the people following us have. But they're not going to, guns are not going to be eliminated from the equation. But they keep banning, you know, grabbing little bites of this here and there. You guys have all, we've all seen it. And, there's never been, not a single time has there been a positive effect of, the only positive effect we're getting is we're waking people up a little bit and they're realizing that it's not working. So that was the, that was the idea for the little video that I did. So I think we're right at the bottom of the hour already. My, how time flies when you're having fun. I'm going to take a little break here. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to text Nan and explain to her what she can do there to be able to participate in the chat and listen. So, all right, stand by here just a second. There we go.
I'll be back.
But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand.
To stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we want it to maintain and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country.
That ain't country.
Yeah, we trust
you. Okay, we're back. So many things to talk about. I think one of the most important things right now. Well, there was a shooting in Walmart in Pennsylvania. Did you guys notice that? 8 people injured. the guy, they got in a, two guys got in an argument in different checkout lines. One guy in one line, one in the other. And the guy that did the shooting reached into his girlfriend's waistband and pulled out a pistol, went to blazing away. And he did what is so common for people, did what I told you before, what's called mashing, and was mashing the, it looks like Tebow's leaving us. That's too bad. Take care, Tebow. So he was shooting low. People got shot in the legs and stuff. Eight people injured, not all from being shot. One pregnant lady, I think, fell down in all the excitement and everything. But this was, there's so much speculation when something like this happens in a place where stuff like this doesn't usually happen. So there's always the guys that say that there's a false flag. I don't think there's any false flag here. I think it was just some idiot and nobody there to tend to it. You know, there should have been a reasonable armed CCW guy there or gal that took care of this problem before it got out of hand. But, you know, realistically, if you think about responding to something like this, you've got to be pretty on your toes to respond fast enough. You know, I just told you that I could shoot 35 rounds in 21.7 seconds. I shoot them faster than that. That's just how fast I shot them in that video. So if a guy shoots 10 rounds and it's all in the same magazine, you know, no reload or anything, by the time you get over the initial shock of this, you know, unless you're, got some experience, combat experience out in on the battlefield or, you know, SWAT or something like that where you've been, you know, for most of us, for people that have not been in combat, when those shots are fired in Walmart, that's going to be probably the first time you've experienced something like that for the average person. And by the time you get your faculties together and get your gun out to address that, the guy could have easily dumped one magazine already, even if he wasn't very fast. You know, it takes, say he's got a 15-round magazine. He can easily dump that in 10 seconds. It takes a few seconds for you to get your poop in a group and respond to that. So, you know, there's the same people all the time whenever there's a shooting. Well, why wasn't there a licensed carry holder there? Why wasn't some a good guy with a gun there to take care of? Well, sometimes they are, and sometimes they just don't have the time to respond before it's over. And that is the reason why we try so hard to convince people to take good, reputable, tactical, dynamic handgun training. Standing out on the range and shooting paper where they're saying, fire and cease fire and all this stuff. You're not learning anything. You may learn to shoot well, but you're not learning anything as far as handling yourself in a dynamic situation like that. So that's I hate to see stuff like this happen because it always brings on, you know, you watch. There'll be something going on in Pennsylvania now where more gun control is called for. Pennsylvania's been a pretty decent state up till now, but here we got people just standing there, these innocent people that were in Walmart that didn't even have anything to do with this that got shot. Number one, they're going to sue Walmart. They're going to sue the guy that was doing the shooting. They got him. And then they're going to start calling for more gun laws. So
that was unfortunate. So anyway, let's talk about something else for a minute.
we've talked a couple of times here over the last week about the Muslim training camp or whatever it was in New Mexico. And I wish this woman had quit breaking into my conversation here. And it's just gone from worse to worse here, when the liberal judge there has released these people on bail. This is a place where allegedly, and I'm not sure where they got the idea that they're training kids to do school shootings. That may be just something that they came up with. They were, in fact, training the kids to use assault-style rifles and to shoot and everything. Well, that's fine. You should be. What they were training them for is a different story. And we're just assuming right now what we heard on the news. But assuming that there was even a thread of truth to that, plus the fact that they found the dead kid there, buried, and, the other stuff that they found at the camp, which, from what I understand, has now been destroyed, that they've cleaned it all up. If that would have been Randy Weaver or Cope Reynolds or Doc Toops or anybody else that would have done something like that, they would have fenced that thing off and they would have gone through it with a toothbrush and a fine tooth comb. And they would have found every molecule of anything that had to do with anything in that compound. They would have split the hems on the tarps to see that if there was anything in there. They would have unscrewed the lids of everything. But as soon as they got these guys and got them out of there, they have, from what I hear, have already destroyed that compound with little or no fanfare. Very little media coverage on it. Almost none, as a matter of fact. And this judge that has turned them loose for now anyway, of course, has been receiving death threats. And I've told you, it's just a little bit at a time here and there. There's going to be one of these little events is going to take off and somebody's going to make good on their threats. And when it happens, it'll be Katie Barr's door, because it's going to go to hell in a handbasket in a hurry. But now this is not unlike, we're not the only place where this is happening. No, and hang on a minute. That was funny. In Australia, these people over there, the same thing is happening. Exact same thing. And this is what I don't understand. I am at a total freaking loss to understand why this is happening, why these people are breaking laws, many laws, hurting people, threatening to hurt people, performing acts of arson and breaking and entering and burglary and rape and murder and on and on and on. And they're kind of doing what that mayor in Ferguson or wherever it was saying. You need to just give them their space and they'll get it out of their system. I don't understand that. And the people in Australia, they've been told to stay in their houses and lock their doors. And those people are not a threat? It's immigrants, they're Africans. And they're saying that, they're bragging about it, going down the street, saying the police can't touch us. And if that comes here, of course, we've to some degree, we've seen it. We've seen it in New Mexico. We saw it in Ferguson. And, you know, several other places, you know, for short periods of time. The only thing we have not seen much of is immigrants or, you know, whatever you want to call them, that are assaulting and breaking into homes. I think part of that is because that they understand that there's a lot of people with a lot of guns here. But they could easily go to, you know, some of the states where gun restriction is much stronger and have a lot less chance of running into somebody with a gun. But when it happens here, what I'm afraid of, and you know what's going to happen, and I can virtually guarantee this, okay, Nan's got her phone figured out. Good deal. Yeah, Copper, you're right. They did not react when they were notified of this compound. The FBI didn't react to it. And that's another thing that I don't understand. But what I was going to say there, I can guarantee you what's going to happen. If it comes to a point, when it comes to a point, that homes are attacked, that home invasions happen to a large degree with groups of people, you know, whatever they may be, wherever they may come from, may have come from, and someone defends themselves, you bet your bottom dollar they're going to go to jail. That's the way it's working right now. Now, I say that, and somebody's going to say, well, I know so-and-so defended himself and he didn't go to jail. Well, so-and-so didn't shoot an immigrant or a refugee. He shot some guy down the street who was trying to get some dope money. And he didn't get away with it. There was nothing to get away with. He defended himself, and case closed. That's okay. But if it turns out that it's a refugee or an illegal alien, there's going to be hell to pay. We're seeing very small incidents of this already. When this kind of stuff, what's going to happen if we see the same thing here in New York or Miami or Los Angeles, where, like what's going on in Sweden and, you know, all over the all over Europe, Germany, Australia? I'm just afraid that it's, I don't know. I don't even know how to guess what's going to happen. The refugees, they're invaders already, just by virtue of them being here. If they didn't go through and get their do this legally and get their paperwork squared away and everything, then they have invaded my country. And I can't for the life of me understand another thing, is why there are so many people that claim to be conservatives that, and I don't know how many times I've said this over the last 6 months, but how many people that claim to be conservatives that are against President Trump, against him because of what they say they think he might do. Not what he has done. Oh, yeah, some of what he has done, what he did, you know, 20 years ago or 40 years ago or whatever. All right, well, maybe that was some things that he probably shouldn't have done. But that doesn't affect, you know, we didn't have any problem with putting Obama in there when we found out all the things that he'd done. We were pretty pretty clear on what Clinton had done over all those years before he was president, and nothing happened there. And now all of a sudden that it's Trump, then everybody's going crazy over it. So I don't know. Let's move on to something else. Now this is starting to frustrate me. This woman needs to shut up again. Dang. So, another thing that happened in New Mexico has nothing to do with immigrants or Islam or anything. It has to do with a bear. And a guy was attacked by a bear while he was out walking his dogs. And he killed the bear while this jaw was clamped around his leg. And after the bear died, I guess it wasn't anything that would have automatically turned all the muscles loose or whatever. I guess his jaw stayed that way for a little while after he was down. But this was up around Angel Fire. Beautiful, beautiful country up there. Man, nice country. I love it. But there's been, with the weather being how it is, a lot of dumpster diving bears and stuff up there. And not uncommon at all for someone to run into a bear. And this guy says, I got way too close. The bear was overly aggressive. He's a rancher. He's a big game hunter. And last month he was exercising his hunting dogs. And he said, when the bear saw me, he pinned his ears down and immediately made a big charge at me. And that's when the fight began. So down the hill they rolled, and he was never able to get his upper body in there, so his legs took most of the punishment. Said he was armed with a pistol and shot the bear as he was being mauled. Luckily he had a pistol with him. And somehow or another he'd bitten down on the calf muscle and twisted it over the bottom of his jaw, so when he died, his teeth were locked and he wasn't able to get away from him. Do you have any idea how much pain that guy must have been in and how much infection is going to be in that leg? But the fire department and the, along with Game and Fish, responded in a nearly a 400-pound bear, they said. But getting him untangled from this guy, they actually had to saw the bear's head off. Leaving it attached to the leg, and then when they cut the bear's head off, they were able to move it around enough that they could get his calf muscle untangled from the lower jaw there. Man, that must have been. Anyway, they flew him to the hospital to deal with. Took him to UNM Hospital, and they deal with bear attacks there every once in a while. But. The injuries that you can get from a bear is not just what they're, you know, you get blunt force trauma because they will slap the ever-loving hell out of you. It's not just the teeth you need to be worried about, not just the claws you need to be worried about. It's the sheer force that they can exert on you just by hitting you with their paw, even if the claws don't get you. Anyway, the guy said he spent more than a week in the hospital and had 200 stitches and extensive nerve and tissue damage. You know, imagine that. So, but he survived. He had his gun. So that's how you survive things. It's like Amy surviving her attack. If she hadn't had her gun, it may have been a really sad day. So, on to our next story here. This is a short one. It's just we see so many of these. We had the Hawaiian, or he was a Oriental guy. What was his name? Richard Yee or something like that in California. That was the big anti-gun senator, and he went down for gun trafficking and stuff. Well, here's another former anti-gun congressional candidate. She's not formerly anti-gun. She was formerly a congressional candidate. She's still anti-gun, or claims that she was. Now she's been arrested for a fatal shooting. She shot her, I believe it was her campaign manager. Her treasurer, former campaign treasurer, evidently got in some kind of argument with him. But she turned herself in, and they say he died from loss of blood from a gunshot wound. Well, that's how you always die from a gunshot wound, is from loss of blood. Said he could have been dead for as long as a week. So, anyway, remember we read the story Monday about the Arizona guy that's running for senator or representative or whatever he was. So we're getting some real winners in here trying to get into government positions. All right, there's Shopify. There's that one. We can do away with that. Okay, well, I actually did pretty good. Let's see if there's anything I missed here that just absolutely has to go out tonight. And, well, I don't see anything. It looks like we did pretty good. I'm going to talk to the lady, the survival tab lady, tomorrow. So if any of you, I don't know exactly what the price is going to be. We're obviously not going to get the full 10 cases that I had hoped to get. We're not going to get anywhere near that. So if you want some, they're probably going to be, I'm going to guess $27, $28, something like that. So if you want survival tabs, let me know soon, because I'm going to find out what the price is tomorrow, and I'll probably order by absolutely not 1 second later than the last day of this month. So if you want to get in on that, you better let me know. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Okay, I'm fixing to scoot on out of here, and we'll see you guys. There is nothing in the world, unless my internet doesn't hold up, there's nothing at all that's going to keep us from doing Liberty Lounge Friday night, so be here for that. And apparently Nan has found out now how to listen in chat. I'll have to find out what she, which program she got there. I'll find that out after we get done here. All right, I'm trying to talk and get all this stuff squared away at the same time. I just wasn't cut out to be a DJ, you know. So, anyway. There it is. By golly, I got it. Okay, I'm going to get out of here, and I'll see you guys Friday, and I appreciate you joining me. And good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye, says